Hi, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Blog Talk
Radio.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Blog Talk Radio, Spiritual Perceptions. And I'm Marcia.
And I'm Janet.
I think she's still here with us. Let's start this evening out with a prayer. If Janet, if you'll lead us in one, please.
Father God, we come to you tonight, and our aim is to do your will and to help your people. And I pray that you will give us the wisdom and the revelation to answer all questions. And we praise you in advance, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'd like to thank everybody for listening. All of your emails, prayer requests, and wishes, we hope we're at least helping someone out there. I'd like to start with a little saying that I got from Mike Dooley, who is Tut.com. He sends out inspirational messages to his to people who've signed up. And his work just kind of touches me because it's very inspiring and it makes you think. So tonight I'd like to start with one of his, and it says, "Just knowing that good things are now happening for you behind the curtains of time and space, which will soon spill into your life, is enough to make good things start happening for you. Always know this because they are." All right, well, let's see. Janet can be found on Facebook at Janet Thornburg. She can be reached at daisy64478 on keen.com. Of course, you can always reach us at spiritualprecept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com. If you have a prayer request or you'd like a suggestion or a comment or even an idea for a show, or you can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. Now, February has been a tremendous month of all kinds of planetary things going on. Today is the full moon, and Mercury's in retrograde, so Janet and I have experienced a lot of that tonight trying to get the show going. The new moon for March is on the 11th, and the full moon's the 26th. But now, getting back to the Mercury retrograde, we're in retrograde until March the 17th, and then we have, of course, the cautious days until April the 6th. Saturn, excuse me, is a planet of karma, and it's making positive connections with Mercury right now, even though Mercury is retrograde. And what that means is it can help you attract more abundance to your life. You have to kind of think of Saturn as a wise older person who says, if you're willing to do the work, you can be rewarded. And right now, Saturn is in a trine with Mercury also. And that can teach us how to solve the problems that seem to hold us back from getting the things that we want. And that started on February the 12th. Now, the full moon tonight is in Virgo. And Virgo is a very analytical sign. And the sun is on the verge of squaring with Jupiter. So when Mercury goes retrograde, a sigh goes up because all around the world, electronics go on the fritz, communications get lost, agreements slow down, excuse me, except that you won't move forward as planned, and you need to take the time to make sure that your affairs are in order. And with Mercury in Pisces, as it goes retrograde, it might be a good time for a little soul searching. So, Janet?
Yes.
What do you think about all this? I know you've got a lot of things going on there.
Well, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by this full moon in Virgo. Even though it's analytical, it's got some dark aspects to Neptune and to Jupiter. There's a little bit, and Saturn's retrograde as well, and it'll be retrograde in Scorpio for 5 months. And like you said, Marcia, if you're working on yourself, there's a reward. Saturn will leave a gift at your door. But if you're not working on yourself,
well,
we all know what...
Go ahead.
We all know what happens.
Exactly.
We all know that what Saturn can do.
Well, you know, like you were alluding to, you know, don't be fooled by this full moon in Virgo, even though it is very analytical because of Neptune and Jupiter causing the confusion with the Mercury retrograde, you know, and Venus is in dreamy Pisces. Pisces is a dreamer, and Venus, the planet of love, is in Pisces right now, and they're setting us up for a romantic delusion in this Mercury retrograde. So you have to stay sharp, and you won't be tricked.
That's
now,
right. You have to stay sharp and reevaluate everything.
Right. If you're single or if you're in a relationship, you don't want to rush it right now because of all these planetary aspects, but you need to be careful or you could wind up with a broken heart, and none of us wants to go through that. You know, something we really haven't touched upon in the show is the Chinese astrology, and with the Chinese New Year just recently have passed, this is the year of the water snake. And most people look at snakes as something that, you know, is a bad thing. But, you know, I'm going to try to kind of read this because it's kind of a lot of information and I don't want to mess it up. So this is what I found in my research about the year of the snake. Snake is a spiritual sign of wisdom. So what is of value this year are deep experiences and breakthroughs. Time to shed your old skin with transformation and guidance with astrology, tarot, and other forms of divination, massage therapy, acupuncture, feng shui, herbs, and alternative healing. Also a value in this water snake year is a journey to a mystical sacred place or a quiet spot in nature by water. Rewards are found in the inner world of spirit, not the outer world of money and material things. During the sensitive year of the water snake. In Chinese astrology, the snake is not evil or bad. Snakes are respected as magical creatures because a snake sheds its skin to be reborn. As snake crawls on the earth with strength and fluidity, she is connected to the earth and the powers of healing. The venom of this mysterious power animal can cause death. Therefore, this mystical snake year is time for powerful rebirth and transformation in all areas of your life, and that includes your finances. So, you know, people run away from snakes, and I'm one of them. But
a snake is a symbol of our medical stanza. It's also a symbol of healing. And this, you know, numerically, I was looking at aspects for this year. This year, like we talked about on the previous show, is a year of complete change, and we have to shed our old ways, shed that old skin, shed those old ways. What we've done in the past is not going to work. It's not going to work.
Right.
So, and that has a lot to do with relationships. So we need to break away from our habitual reactions and how we, you know, we get, no one likes to be messed with their comfort zone, you know, and we get into routine. And
right. We're creatures of habit, and the whole thing about 2013 is that we wake up and look at those habits, take those moments by the water, find that quiet place, meditate, reflect, and find out what it is that you need to change to bring about into your life the things that you want.
Exactly. And I think there's one easy step to do that, and it has to do with my scripture for the night, which is Matthew 6, verse 33, which reads, "Seek first God's kingdom, and everything in our lives will come into proper balance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all things," and you can put your name on those things, what you want, "will be added unto you." In all things, that means there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and that includes the right relationship. And I know we get very physical and lonely and want somebody to share our lives with, but it's just like when you do anything in panic mode, it just won't work, or desperate mode, or any of those. So, you know, God wants us to have abundant life. And any time our life is less than more abundant, or things are missing or broken, we're short of God's desire for our heart. So, for our life. So I feel like if we put God first, everything's going to be added. It's just really simple. But when we get on a personal level, on a physical level, I think a person needs to know themselves. I think they need to understand themselves and observe themselves and, you know, look at what's your experience thus far. Has it been chips, unhappiness? You know, we got to, that's shedding. We're going to shed that skin. We don't want that to happen anymore, because God wants to give you the desires of your heart. You can read that in Psalm 37, verse 4. But you know, people desire to be loved, but yet they fear it.
But what they try to do is manipulate people to their will,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
rather than accepting the person. You know, what really drives me crazy is people say, I love them, but I want this. I want them to do this, but I want them this way. But, you know.
You can't change
anything. You can't love them. If you love somebody, you love them for who and what they are.
And you can't change anybody. You can only change yourself.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't mold this person into something that you want. That's manipulation and that's control.
Well, and God gave us all free will. And if you manipulate a situation and find yourself in a relationship that you've manipulated, it's only going to turn out bad.
Exactly.
For everybody.
Because
involved.
Let's face it, intimidation, and domination is true witchcraft. Anytime that you manipulate anything, it's, you know. And I know people do this in sales and stuff like that. But,
oh, now, come on. There's some honest salespeople out there.
But a lot of people want to spend the rest of their life with the right person. They want to share time, ups and downs, that right person. And that right person in the metaphysical world is called twin souls. That is your perfect counterpart. And you can have that.
But that doesn't mean your twin soul or your twin flame or anything like that is the person you're supposed to end up with romantically. It doesn't even mean that your soulmate is your romantic partner. It just means that you've spent other lifetimes together and you know that you complete one another in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people use these words thinking that it's the right word, but it's not. You know, when you complement each other, when you can help each other, when there's that feeling of familiarity, that's what tells you this could be a twin flame, a twin soul, a soulmate. It doesn't mean you have to have a romantic
interest. Well, you can have
interest.
More than one soulmate.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm
you
saying.
You know, and a soulmate could be in different categories as well, not just in the lover's category. But
that's what everybody.
That right person, that right person that you blend with, that right person that, you know, when that right person's in your life, sometimes you don't even have to talk. You just know what each other are going to do.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know,
It's awesome. You know, I hope people experience that because it's awesome. Now there are certain angels that will help you on your. You know, God dispatches the angels to help us along the way. One of the angels for lovers is Raphael, the angel of lovers. Of course, we have Cupid. One day a year, he shows up, right?
Yeah, that little
Valentine's
Day. In the diaper with the arrows, you know? He seems to shoot the wrong butts for my life, okay?
And then there's Shamel, Chamel, and he's the angel of right relationships.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to be, if he's got anything to do with it, you're going to be lovebirds. I mean, that's just it. You know, it's the chemistry and everything is going to be there. He also helps rescuing people that are lost in your life and helps you to attain your right relationship. But putting God first and his kingdom will align you to receive that right kind of love. And that's really the basis of it. That's the basis of it. We try doing it ourselves, and then we have some emotional, you know, karmic relationships, which are soulmate relationships a lot of times. And they will continue on. You'll still continue to attract this until you actually say enough is enough. I've had enough of this on and off, in and out.
Back and forth, up and down.
Yeah.
Roller coaster.
They will continue to process until you surrender to the will and plan for your life by God. And then that right person will be there. And your future will be determined by the choices and decisions we make, of course. But and that does, I mean, people say, I know the future. The future is going to be made by the choices and decisions we make and what you process mainly in your mind that you stay on. And a lot of people that have bitterness, you know, maybe they've been hurt and they just can't see themselves. And they look for triggers to be hurt again. And they're already setting themselves up for that. Your mind's setting yourself up for that. And then they wonder why it happens again, because they attracted it to themselves.
Well, they sit there and say, same old, ain't nothing different, ain't nothing going to be different, and it never will.
No.
I'm sitting here
and some of that,
you, never will.
Some of that that we process through ourselves is critiquing, looking for a trigger. Well, he didn't call me, or she didn't call me, and it's that's the old pattern, and you start setting that up yourself up for failure. Emotional scars, being untrusting. And I think people, I told my daughters this, you know, when they became 18 and they were going to, I said, make a list of the 10 most important things that you want in a relationship.
10?
And then, you know, whoever fulfills the most of them has a pretty good chance you're but you got to observe yourself, too. And what does a relationship mean to you, you know?
And what are you willing to put into it?
Yeah. And what's the most most important factors that you want?
Yeah, it could be a romantic, it could be family, it could be coworker, it could be your relationship with your neighbors, it could be relationship of any kind, you know?
Yeah, what's the most important thing, factors? Truthfulness, moderate temper, mild temper, open-minded, hard worker, you know, what you know, got to look at those things, and, you know, so that you're not, you can line up with as much as you can. And people who are hard-hearted, that's an enemy to any relationship. You know, that's bitterness, envy, jealousy, hatred, rebellion, all separate us from God, first of all, which is love. So they're with the love, right? And we need to understand that staying in that mindset will keep you there.
Well, you know, my brother made a good point in a conversation he and I had not long ago. You know,
mm-hmm.
how people get so jealous if a friend buys a new car. And he said, you know, he said, I never got jealous about that. He said, you know, he said, that's great. I'm glad for them. They were able to do this for themselves and make this, you know, advance in their world. He said, I'm not jealous. He said, because I know one day I'm going to get a ride in that car. So, you know, you, instead of being jealous and envious, you need to be thankful. Hey, my friend was able to do this for himself.
Well, usually, but metaphysically, when that happens and you see somebody prosper or somebody get something that they want that you want, that usually means you're next. But it's your response to that determines, you know, what the next curtain number one, curtain number two goes up, right? But I have some really good resources here for references. And one, we need to understand that men process differently than we do, than women do.
All right.
And with that added, I want to say that suicides are up more in the male species than the female species, because they just go within themselves, and we keep wanting to talk and get it all out. But one of the best resources I saw was put out by Bishop T. Jakes on He Emotions, and he actually shows you how they respond, the male and female respond to you. Marriage by Creflo Dollar. And Pastor Dick Owls, Mastering Your Emotions is a must. If you've been through emotional letdowns, his series on Mastering Your Emotions will prime you and you know, promote you and get you ready for the right thing. But we have to understand that observing yourself is very important, not just on period. You need to understand what you're, you know, I've caught myself at stuff I didn't think that. I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Well, you just caught yourself doing that.
You
got to be honest about it. I mean, what you deny is going to keep you stuck, you know.
Right. You have to own your thoughts, own your words, own it all. But getting back to the
And take responsibility for your actions, too.
Right. Getting back to the suicide thing, the difference in the male and the female is that men tend to, when they make a decision, they follow it through, and they use things like guns to blow their brains out and stuff like that, where women, if they contemplate suicide, they're going to cut themselves and watch themselves bleed or take a handful of pills and just go off into abyss. And that's why men are more successful 9 times out of 10 than women are, you know. It's sad that anybody feels that they have to go to that extreme, because there's always somebody.
Yeah, like they have no other way out.
Right.
You know, like they don't have another way out, but there is a way out. Well, it looks like we have a caller. Shall we take this caller?
We have one from the 813 area code who has a question. Let's see if we can get them on the air with us.
Okay.
Hi, 813, you're on the air.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How are you tonight, Linda?
I'm good. I was listening to the part about the snake, and I've shed my skin, and I have been prospering because of it, you know? I've changed the way I go about doing things, and I see changes coming in my life because of it.
Well, that's great.
I'm 59, so it's like, you know, I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Do you have a question for me tonight? My relationship?
It
could be any kind of relationship.
I know. I have a relationship with my daughter, and it's not what it used to be when she was growing up and she was in her early 20s. And we used to talk, and we used to go out and have sushi, you know what I'm saying, and spend time together. And it's like she's just changed so much that I don't know her. And I'm just,
okay, let's take a look at this. And I'm using karma cards.
Okay.
And they have to do with planets, and they're very in-depth, you know. She feels that she wonders if you can accept her for some of the emotional stuff. She wants to tell you her feelings, but there's some guilt. It's like, you know, until, you know, what do we do when we're guilty? We avoid things.
Mm-hmm.
Come off, we say we don't want to do that. There's some confusion in her life right now about her own self. And the planet Neptune, which we know is throwing some dark things at the moon tonight, but and she feels like she's sacrificing herself in relationships where she's not really. And I think she wants to talk about there's some shame here. It's like maybe you won't accept her because of what she's done or what she hasn't done. And I think just telling her, it says to be positive about everything, and you're growing and expanding, and help her growing and expanding by telling her, you know, there's things that she needs to get off of her chest. But I think she's afraid that you'll think differently of her if she tells you.
Maybe your avenue, Linda, would be then to just sit down with her and tell her, you know, hey, you're my daughter and I love you. And anything that's happened in your life, you know, I want to be there for you. I don't want to judge you. You are who you are. You've made your decisions, and that's fine. Just let me help you. Let me be your mother. My son went through a big change like that when he was in college. And when I sat down with him like that, our relationship just got that much better.
Yeah, I think reaching out to her is the answer, too. And, you know, maybe she's done something that she's afraid you won't approve of, you know, and that you're going to look at her differently. And it's fear. It's basically based on fear here of rejection or not being accepted is what I get real strong.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And we will pray about this.
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. It looks like we have another caller with a question here, Janet, or a comment, a suggestion, something. It looks like it might be a Skype call, so I'm not sure who it is, but let's see if we can get them on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
And who are we speaking with?
Rose Maria.
Okay.
Do you have a comment or a question or
relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Friends? Okay. Anything getting closer or
for you? Is it getting closer for you? Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay,
are you in a relationship?
No.
No. You're just wondering if something's gonna happen, huh?
Right.
It's getting closer to happening is what I get. Okay, I'm going to use the karma cards. They're very, very heavy duty. And it's a good deck to use in a Mercury retrograde and a Saturn retrograde. Okay, so Neptune, you know, the planet Neptune. You have some confusion in your heart about this, or you have an idea of what you want, but you're, like, confused as to whether it's ever going to come. Now, that's in the passing influence, and there's something going to come to you in a dream which will answer that. You are going to, it's going to stir up things, and things are going to happen. And I have Uranus in the, it's definitely stirring up stuff right now. But you need to be open to new ideas. Something is, be open that this is going to happen because it is going to come about for you.
Okay.
And you're going to receive some wisdom through either revelation or a dream with both of these planets affecting you in that area. And you're going to receive insights to understand, but you are definitely getting ready to engage.
Well, since this information may be coming from a dream.
Yeah, it's to help her understand something.
Okay, well, since this information may be coming from a dream, I might suggest keeping a pen and piece of paper by your bed, and as soon as you wake and put down anything from this dream, a symbol, a sign, a bird, a dog, where you were out in the field, or whatever was in that dream, write it down.
Yeah, because symbology is very important in dreams. It gives you a lot of answers to things. And if you need help with that, you can contact us on the radio show, or you can contact us through
AOL.
spiritualpercepts@AOL, and we'll be glad to answer any questions on it. But it says you're going to achieve your goal, and this is obviously your test. Relationship was your test. There's something to do with your past, but I'm not going to get into that. It's really personal. If you want to contact me on
on Daisy 644478 on Keene.
On Keene, yeah. Or
you can email us and make arrangements with Janet for a private reading also.
Yeah, it's very personal, something very personal that's already occurred in your life. But this is your biggest thing to accomplish, and I see this in spring. So I'm going to say that you're going to meet this person in April.
Somebody already know that.
And you're going to know that you've been hit by Cupid's arrow. You're going to know that wow, this is it. This is it. I mean, I see a lot of understanding, and it's like you know it, and there's no doubt about it, and there's chemistry there, and it's just great.
Cool. So somebody already knows. Cool.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, keep us posted. We'll keep you in our prayers.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Cool, thanks.
Okay, the call-in number is 646-378-1297.
And we have a 312 area code here.
Yep, it looks like we have a question there. Let's see if we can get them on the line, Janet.
Okay.
Sounds like your cards are pretty hot tonight.
Oh, these are very powerful. I use them when I've got a lot of opposition.
Hi, 312. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi, Ricky.
Oh, hi. I did not know I was on. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be paying attention to us.
Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, it took me like 20 minutes to find the number to call in because I just, I'm so flustered.
We were doing that, getting on the radio. It was like I couldn't find her number. I couldn't find this, and I just set it down.
Cell phone's not working. I'm in the middle
of
the
So don't feel bad,
storm.
Okay?
Right. I know. It's just and then we're getting hit with snow, so it's not, ugh.
Well, you got snow. We've got ice.
Really?
Well, this full moon is called the snow moon. And I know nobody wants to hear that, the Eastern Seaboard or the Midwest. And I know Chicago's going to get hammered. So it's just, it's interesting that the weather's doing what it's doing. But we shouldn't have a drought anywhere, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
Nice and soggy this summer.
Oh, wow.
But I do have a relationship question.
Okay.
And you can be wide open with me. If anybody's listening, know that when you speak with a psychic, it's good to be open and not, you don't have to pour your soul out, but in order for a psychic to give you an accurate reading, you have to be open and open yourself. And I know a lot of times people are afraid or, but for anybody that's listening that really wants a true reading, just open yourselves up a little bit more and you'll get the answers that you want.
That's right. A lot of it is this real or not real true thing,
A lot of people think, too, that, I contacted the psychic and they said this and this and this. First and foremost, you should keep that information to yourself. It's private. It's about you. Second of all, if you go out here and do something, getting a psychic reading is like looking through a keyhole in a moment in time. And let's just say you're looking through this keyhole and you see this elephant in the desert. Well, 5 minutes later, you look back through that keyhole. Well, that elephant's moved and things are all different now.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have free will.
Kind of open to what's going on. And like the caller before, we were talking about dreams. You have to look at the symbology of things that are happening around you. And especially things that come to you in a dream or just in a flash. I mean, because I know a lot of times I'll be sitting here, dealing with the day's happenings, and something will just come to me in a flash. I'll even call Janet and say, hey, Janet, I just got this flash about this, and, it could do with me. It might do with her and her children because I've done that too. You have to pay attention to that. And the only way you can is by opening yourself up.
Yeah. And that's true.
Good advice, Vicki. Thank you.
Yeah, I hear the last caller, I know she wanted to, I just felt she wanted to say more, but she was a little afraid and maybe if she...
Yeah, I felt something very personal and that's why I told her to email me or whatever. Some things, back in your past that maybe, you know, you don't want to share with the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Like airing your
that's
dirty laundry on television or something. You know, so.
Well,
you,
I
you
don't
know.
Care. I can air it. It might bless somebody. I really don't care.
Well, I love your attitude. What's your question, dear?
It's a man question.
Okay.
I felt like that's probably the most positive thing right now. And we've talked about this. I wanted to go a little bit deeper about this guy named James. I've been having a lot of flash, like a lot of, well, I guess you'd call it daydreaming to a degree. And, you know, I do feel like he's going to come forward, but I want to just kind of get a read on him. Like, I'm just picking up emotions from him really strong. Like, it's the weirdest thing. This Neptune is really kicking my behind.
It's going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
In Pisces. So,
ugh.
And that's, yeah.
Super Pisces.
<Ugh.
laughs>
Didn't want to hear that, did you, babe?
No.
Okay, well, one of the things that we've got here is the determination to do it your own way here. And that's in the passing influence line, which means it's finally leaving, but this has been your blockage. It's like, I have to do it this way because of what I know. It's what a person thinks about or what they think they know about. I have to do it, but that's leaving, so that has been your... that's been your blockage here.
Yeah.
And believe me, this man is sitting on his hands and using all the willpower in the world that he has. Because there's a fire of passion here that he would like to, you know, to create something. He would like to start bringing things to light. And there's going to be a great deal of things brought to light between the two of you.
Oh, you mean one of them errors again.
Right now, he in the present line, he's trying to invent a way because of what he thinks he knows, and some of this stuff is not right. Okay, we think
yeah,
we
like
could imagine.
I live in, yeah, like he still thinks I probably live in the area.
Well,
or what he thinks
stalker.
He might know about you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of these things are not right, and it says it's going to be brought to light, and you guys are, you know, you're going to laugh about it when it's all over. But right now, so he's inventing a way to approach you, and believe you me, he is very romantic when it comes to you. He's putting a lot of thoughts out there. He's been, you know, active imagination, and he's been fantasizing and
the same thing.
Anymore, I need a veil, okay?
Yeah, I know, and that's how I'm feeling too. I can't even focus at work. I'm like, why am I thinking about this man? And I'm trying to focus. It's horrible.
But it could be these thoughts that Janet, these things that Janet's picking up, Vicki. It could be that he's got so much of it out there in the universe that, and it's directed at you and for
yeah.
you and towards you. That's why you're picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yep, you are so right. Because I think he saw me last night, and every time that happens, it just the floodgates open. I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
You're picking up his stuff. You're picking
yeah.
up his stuff. But I also wanted to tell you too, Vicki. Last month's show, you were talking about your music,
mm-hmm.
and. My son listens to our show. He goes back in the archive and listens to it because he's usually working when we're on. But you actually inspired him, and I wanted
really?
To say thank you. I was hoping you would call, and I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Oh, my God, just tell him to stick with it, please. A door will open.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Tana, but go ahead.
No, I'm really glad you
that.
Said you.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
Vicki
you.
Can, Vicki has the ability to inspire people. Now, and the last card here is his romantic, but this man is going, his intuition is to protect you. And it has to do with attitudes from the past about
mm-hmm.
you, and it has to do resulting from history. And some of these things aren't true, and it's going to come to light. And in his gut, his heart, and he just feels that he's analyzed this enough, he really needs to... actually physically interact with you. So that is coming up. And once you both trust, this is going to be the most remarkable, fun, and romantic relationship you've ever had.
Wow.
That sounds good.
I know, right? It does.
Can you find one of them for me? Does he have a brother?
Right. Right.
Any more in home like him, right?
You know what? This has been a long time coming, and Janet will tell you it's been a lot of opposition with it.
Oh, yeah.
And
it came up with that tonight, which was interesting.
Yeah.
History and the history up till now. But it's going to anything worthwhile doesn't come easy, and this is going to be so worthwhile. So it's worth it to hang in there.
All right. Well, you got a time frame?
Okay. Okay. Well, there's action in the present line. So I'm going to say very soon. Now, Neptune's been confusing, and it's saying that now, and you even said that on the but boy, once you get past this, and you guys, you're going to have so much trust. This is going to be the most comfortable thing that you've ever had. And he's going to be very protective over you, very
just
protective.
Just remember, don't start it in the Mercury retrograde.
No,
this started before the retrograde.
This started.
And it's
going to
end up being a really fair and equal relationship, and it's in the present line, so I'm going to say any time now.
Okay.
You go, girl.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you
praise
guys
you, Jesus.
Don't have a lot of callers, I'm getting back in line because I got a question about a work-related question about, this is weird, about, we did the research on this interview I'm supposed to have this week, and the guy's a Gemini, and I'm a Taurus, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to work. And I just felt it.
Okay, well, Vicki, let me put you on hold, and let's get this other caller, and we'll come back
to
you.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll come back later. Yeah, I'll be on the, I'll just wait.
I'll just
okay.
Stay on hold.
Okay.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, Janet, we have another Skype caller. Let's see if we can get them on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Hi.
It's going good. Who are we speaking with?
Speaking of Jace from Canada.
Hi, how are you
Jason
today?
Hi, Jason from Canada.
Doing pretty
Is it
good.
Is cold up there?
So it's actually kind of warm, actually. So,
wow. Where do you live at in Canada or the Providence? Just the Providence.
Alberta.
Wow.
No.
That's a nice, beautiful country.
I love Canada. I used to go up across the Straits of Michigan and go into Canada, and I love smoked whitefish. What's your question tonight?
My question is, that I had a teacher actually, and I gave this teacher a gift in exchange for what she was teaching me also, and gave her a gift on forgiveness, and on February 20th I came out of meditation and says I have to forgive her, and that was my teacher. Past life stuff. I'm going like, well, what the heck's going on with this? So I did forgive my teacher, actually, on the Sunday. And still a little bit baffled about it because I feel it cleared a lot of stuff, too. But just, you know, sometimes when I get the message or it comes through me and you're speaking it, it's kind of strange. So.
Okay, so
do you want,
you want
know
me
if
to
message
look at
got the through or if there's something
else? Yeah, well, this is, you know, this. You know, kind of like, why did it happen, actually? So it came all together, you know, but it just like, okay, what? I don't even know the exact details. I just did it because it just, so I had to do it, basically. Unless I get, you know, pressured by the spirit world to say, you know, this.
You needed to fix your karma.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So that's probably what it was, too, so.
Okay.
Well, it's saying here. that you needed to trust your own psychic knowledge of this and your own gut feeling on this. And the confusion's leaving. But there's going to be, was there a power struggle at one point?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
No, there wasn't, actually. It just
no, there wasn't? Okay.
Features, so, no. It's going to be past life thing, so it must have been in past life.
Yeah, well, it is in the past life section, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then. Okay.
Uh-huh. So this was a thing of value, and you haven't experienced the full value of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't appear to be over either.
What do you mean over?
It doesn't. There's more to come with this.
The conflict, or is the healing from the conflict?
Healing from the conflict.
What does that mean? I'm being talking to her again.
Well, maybe not talking to her, but the healing that came from talking to her. Everything hasn't unfolded yet.
Yeah,
right.
There's something else you're going to realize is what I'm saying.
Okay.
There will not be any anxiety or trouble. So whatever it is,
yeah, I know that.
It's positive.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's something new coming up for you.
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. And this was like a this was like a preparation for it.
Yeah.
And the confusion, there's still some confusion, but it's leaving. And there will be a benefit from it, and there will be success as a result. It's actually looking like a growth thing, like both people are growing as a result of this.
Right.
It looks like the karma is coming back into balance then from it.
Mm-hmm.
From whatever you did, Jason, you must have done the right thing.
Yeah, you did, and my hat's off to you. You know, good psychic ability there, and listen to yourself because it's good. It's good. Most men like don't want to deal with that because
I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I you know what? You know, I don't have very many guys that can talk about things like that because they like playing around with it, not being really serious about it. And it's like, I don't need that actually. I don't need to play. That's so neat to be up there, and I get these messages, and it's just like, no, I don't have time for that stuff.
Yeah, that's all games it doesn't get us anywhere.
No.
Mm-hmm. But you have something very meaningful, and this was all the healing and everything was preparation for it, so it's going to be a good year for you.
It's going to be a great year. I look forward to it. I did a lot of clearing last year and a little bit here and there, so yeah, had to be done.
All right, sounds great, Jason. Thank you for calling us. You have a great evening.
You too. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see here. We have someone from the 763 area. Let's see if I can get them on the line with us, Janet.
Okay.
Hi, 763. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi,
how
Chris.
Are you this evening?
I'm not that good, actually.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. How can we help you?
I have not had a good childhood, and I'm almost 18, and I don't think I'm going to be going through life much longer. When I was 7, I spent the night at my grandparents' house because my mom went to a casino for the weekend, and I woke up, and my grandfather was touching me.
Oh,
and
no.
He passed away the next day, so that was the last memory I've ever had of being with him, and it's not a good memory. And ever since then, I think about it every night before I go to sleep, and sometimes I'll have, like, little fantasies in my dream, a rape fantasy, as someone would say, about tying my sister to her bed and just slamming it in her.
Okay, well,
that's pretty much my life story.
What I'm seeing here is a very deep power struggle with this. And it sometimes just gets a hold of you, and it's almost like an obsession. I actually have the card of obsession, and it's very emotional. And you, it's a result of what happened to you, that you need to clear yourself of this. You need to clear. It's holding you back. It's holding you back from a meaningful relationship. It's holding you back from love. And there's a strong spiritual card over you, which means that you are someone very special in the spiritual world, and you probably are not aware of it. But I think you should search for that right now and allow yourself, because, you know, you could have a very meaningful relationship. But, you know, this has damaged you, and it's hurt you emotionally, and it's like it plagues you. It's like an obsession. It keeps coming back and keeps plaguing you. And you need to clear yourself of it. You need to do a psyche cleansing.
And I might suggest too that you find someone in your area who that you can go sit and talk to and explain to them what's happened to you to help you release this, so
yeah,
that your life can go on. I mean, Janet sees that you're meant for something very special and very great in this world, and the things that you started out the conversation saying, those aren't special or great. Those are very hurt. That's a very hurt young man. And
it's almost
and
like an attack.
And I'm saying this because I have sons, and I have one who has felt very much like you feel. And it takes a long time sometimes, but by finding someone that you can talk to, that you're comfortable with, that you know is not going to go out and talk about you, that would be the best thing that I could possibly say for you, Chris, is that you need to talk to somebody to get that out of your life so that you can go on to be great, like you were meant to.
Yeah, there's something very special in spirit, and this is almost like an attack to keep you from having it. So you need a psychic cleansing, and maybe if you could talk to somebody who's specializes in that kind of abuse, that can, you know, bring you out of this.
Can I interrupt for a second? Do you know what a medium is, or a median?
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Like someone that can that knows
speak
about spirit and tell you about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks ago, I have a buddy that lives with me since he got kicked out, and he went to see a medium, and she said that my closet is a gateway to hell, and I have three dark spirits with me at all times. Is that something real, or is that just some bullshit?
BS, okay. Actually, I think it has to do with what's happened to you, and there's some dark energy there, but that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying cleanse. We need to cleanse all this off of you, and
like
underneath... Underneath all that is someone very special and gifted. I think you have some gifts that you're not even aware of yet.
Let me suggest that you burn white candles. You say you meditate, or do you meditate?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you something to do, Chris. Get yourself some white candles. Okay.
And I'm poor. I don't have money.
Well, see if you can bum one from somebody. It doesn't have to be a big candle.
It'd be a little tea light.
Tea light is
yeah.
fine. Light that
candle. You get those
candle.
At the dollar store.
Right. Light that candle, and just when you light it, sit there, close your eyes, and just breathe, and ask God and these special angels to show you what this is that Janet sees that you're here for. And
I lied to you. I found a white candle.
Cool.
Well, see, there you
cool.
go.
Cool. See,
light
I was
candle.
Sitting here praying
that
you would get one, and yeah.
And ask these angels that know that you are meant for something special to help you remove this darkness that shadows you. And
I don't
it was put on you. It's nothing you did. You're not to blame. And this was put. It was like an attack. This was put on you, and you can believe this. and take it to the bank. I'll be praying for you every day now that I know about this.
And I will too. And because, like I said, I understand the abuse. My oldest son was abused. I understand that. So
I have a daughter that's disabled for life because someone decided to, you know, violate her. And they held her breath and gave her brain damage. And so I understand that too. But she's a beautiful person. She's a beautiful person. Very psychic, but has difficulty explaining it. But you'll be in our prayers. And please get some help. And
do you have email capability, Chris?
Do I have what?
Do you have email?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, email us at spiritualprecept, P-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com, and let us know how you're doing. Let us know if this candle is helping, and stay in touch with us, and we'll let you know what we find in our prayer and meditation to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. And know that we care about you, okay?
No, you're headed for greatness, Chris.
Yeah.
I lit the candle. What do I do now?
Just sit there with your eyes closed and ask the angels that Janet saw for you, ask those angels to help remove that darkness that is clouding you.
Do I think it or do I say it out loud?
Say it out loud, think it, do whatever. Whatever feels right for you.
And just relax with it and just kind of visualize seeing this all coming off of you.
Yeah,
and
just see the darkness lifting, and then just let the candle burn out.
And keep in touch and let us know, okay, how you're doing.
Okay, what do I say? You have to help me through this. I don't have a good memory.
Okay. Almighty God, please send your angels to help assist Chris here in removing all this that's been put on him. By the blood of Jesus, we see this dissolving and going out into the ethers, and we thank you, and we praise you in advance.
We wrap him in the great white light of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to protect him from this evil that seems to hang over him.
Yes.
Help him to remove that by the burning of this candle. As the candle burns, so the darkness lifts. Okay, so we've prayed over it with you and for you. Just let the candle burn out and see that darkness floating away from you like a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, just going away, okay? It's going away.
Do I put the candle out myself?
No, let it burn out.
Let it burn out.
This is like a 5-inch long wick, though. I don't think I have the patience to watch it burn.
We'll set it in the sink in the kitchen.
Yeah. You don't have to watch it.
You don't have to watch it.
You don't have to watch it. You don't have to. Just set it in a container with a little water in the bottom and set it in the sink and let it burn out.
This is absolute bullshit. I'm an atheist. What the hell is this? Ah!
Okay.
Hello.
All
okay.
Right. Seems like we got a little bit going on here with Mercury. All right, let's see if we can touch someone
Saturn
from
retrograde.
Let's see if we can get a hold of this person from the 191 area. Okay, let's see if we can help them there. Well, technology's not my friend with Mercury. All right, 191, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, you there?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I've got a few things to talk to you about tonight.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. What can we do for you?
Well, have you ever heard of something called the Oedipus complex?
I believe I'm familiar.
It's basically like it was a psychologist theory about how like children have sexual feelings towards their parents.
Right.
And it's just like wow. And for the past couple of years, like I find this really hard to talk about. I'm really sorry, but I walked in when my mum was in the shower, and I quite liked it. And since then, I haven't really been able to get her out of my head.
Okay, Janet can look at the relationship that you have with your mother, but my suggestion might be to see if you can find someone in your area that you could speak with about this. It's not uncommon for a young man to, if that happens, to fantasize. That's not unusual. So it's not like you know, you've grown a third head or something like that. That's not unusual. But Janet can look at the relationship that you have with your mother and maybe give you some ideas.
It says you're doing the right thing. You're confronting this. You're not hiding it.
You're not in denial about it. Yeah, I don't want
it
to give me any, like, bad physical energy. I heard about Chris's story. You know, so he's gone through a lot. He's gone through a lot in his life. And I can't believe what happened to Chris. And I'm really worried about him. I hope he's going to be okay.
Yeah, we're hoping and praying.
We're going to keep him in our prayers. And you know, he says he's an atheist. You know, we have free will down here, you know, but I still think what he lit the candle, so there will be a result, and we're going to pray for him, and we're going to hold him up. And
I'm already praying for my fellow brother. Like, prayers for the brother, definitely.
Okay. Well, it says you're confronting this, and your relationship with your mother, was she gone from you for a time?
Yeah, I was living with my dad for a bit, and he didn't treat me very well, so I had to go and stay with my mom again.
Yeah. Well, it's something in the heart of a strong desire to love. You feel like that, you know, she was there, but also you have to understand who you are.
You need to
understand who you are in spirit, who you are as a person, and what your desires are, and what your what you really want. Your mother's a strong figure in your life, and as most of our mothers are.
She's a pretty fine-looking figure as well, I have to say.
Well, you know, again, that's not unusual for you to feel that way either. It's just, where does it go from here? And by your reaching out, showing that you are concerned about what you're feeling and how you're feeling it, just your actions will be the result of what you've seen and how you feel. And like I say, it's not unusual. It's not unusual for you to be feeling it the way that you are. So if it persists, you know, your mom is important in your life and in your world. If it persists, then talk with someone local so that you're able to better put this in perspective. But you're fine. I mean, this happens.
Do you think this will bring any bad energy on me? Do you think my aura might be affected by this?
If your actions aren't pure, I'm sure it could be. But by confronting it and facing it and saying, "Hey, I shouldn't feel this way. You know, what do I do?" Then it'll bring it back around to you, and it shouldn't hurt you karmically.
Yeah, I just really don't know what to do.
It says you have to do it on your own, and it's something that you have to, you know, you can get help to do it on your own, and we can all get guidance to do things on our own. But it's something to do with your first house in astrology, and also your actions.
Excuse me.
So.
Right.
But the fact that you're confronting it, there will be a breakthrough here. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I know. Just obviously, I heard Chris's story again. I think I don't know how I could have gone through 18, you know, however many years it was, but knowing that his granddad has been him, and that I know I want to talk to Chris. If Chris is still out there, then I want him to ring back. I want to be able to get in touch with him.
Okay. I hope he's listening.
If he does, then hopefully there's some way. If you'd like to email us at spiritualpercept, PERCEP@AOL.com,
we'll pass it on to him.
We'll pass it on, and hopefully two of you can talk.
Can't I just like have your number or something?
Well, if you email us, we can set up a private time to talk. So give us an email and tell us that you called the show and your phone number, and one of us will get back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Like, who can I talk to about this?
You should. There should be a mental health counselor in your area, and
so I've got something wrong with me mentally now, have I?
No, we're not saying that.
No. They have counselors for you to talk to, and a lot of times, if you find someone local, the rate that they charge you, where a psychiatrist may charge you $200 or $300 an hour, this is generally commensurate with the money that you make. So if you don't make a lot of money, then they're not going to charge you, but they know you need someone to talk to.
You just need someone that's not going to judge you and is going to understand you and be accepting of you and bring the best out in you. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, it's just somebody to talk to.
I want to tell my friends, and they just like you know, I work at McDonald's, and like I try and tell my friends at them and my managers, and they just like, you know, I think they'll just take the mick out of me.
Well, try talking with a counselor first, and they should be able to help you.
I don't like the word counselor. It makes you sound like I've got something wrong with me. I don't like that.
No, you don't have anything wrong with you.
Nobody's saying you have anything wrong with you.
We all have issues.
We all have things that we need to be able to release.
About.
Yeah, just somebody to talk to. But email us. We'll help you, okay?
We'll help you find something.
Okay.
And maybe we can help you connect with Chris. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Okay. We have S. Madison. Let's see if we can get them on the line.
Okay.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How are you this evening?
Well, I was reading with the story, and then like the last caller, I heard about Chris.
Uh-huh.
And his struggle. I just want to say that I'm listening, and Chris, if you're out there, you're my nigga, and I'm here for you. But my story is a bit like the last caller. When I was younger, I had I didn't know my dad, and last year I went looking for my dad, and I found him a couple of months ago, who my real dad is, but I've got quite strong sexual feelings towards him. I'm just not sure what to do with this.
Well, we're going
to let me look at that.
While Janet's throwing the cards, let me suggest to you also. Find someone in your area, some kind of counselor, to talk to. It's not unusual for a child to have sexual feelings toward a parent or another sibling. That's not an unusual thing. So don't think that there's something wrong with you because you feel that way.
Can I interrupt you for a second? That there has actually been some mild penetration between us.
Okay. I have the south node, and I think it was anxiety from the past of not being there, and it's a strong motive or energy to try to connect here. And it's resulting from not knowing something and from the loss of something.
Yeah, but that shouldn't make me gay.
Well, that won't make you gay.
But I suck my dad's penis.
I just would suggest that you find a counselor to talk to. That won't make you gay.
But I don't need a counselor. I'm not crazy.
No, I'm not saying that you are. You just
why does everybody think that talking to a counselor has something to do with being wrong with you? It's a matter of just being able to face things that obviously this is something that's very strong, and they're strong emotions. It just helps us sort out stuff. It's not that there's something wrong with us. It's just sorting out things that have, you know, that it's like, wow, why do I feel this? Or it's not understand. It's to help get understanding.
Yeah,
that's our purpose here too.
When my ex-husband and I divorced, it devastated my youngest son.
Excuse me, this isn't really about you, is it? This is my call?
Yes.
Well, I'm just trying to give you some information about counseling.
Well,
and how
just,
it can help.
It's selfish, isn't it? You're just talking about yourself while I'm trying to tell you my problems.
All right, listen. Understanding helps to release problems. You know, you'll find that once you understand why this occurred and why you feel this way, this is all we're trying to get out here. And why, you know, I think there's something very deeply involved here. There's anxiety from not being there.
It was very deep.
Yeah. Anxiety on both of your parts for not connecting years ago. There's some guilt in there. It's just to reach understanding.
You can't
That's
really
all.
Blame that on guilt, can you?
I'm not blaming it on anything. I'm just saying there's some, whether it's your guilt or his guilt, somebody's guilt's in there.
Yeah, but the other day I saw a kitten and it was like running along a roof and I knew it was going to fall off and I could have done something about it, and it fell off and it died. And
aww.
I feel guilty about that, but that doesn't make me want to have sex with it.
No, no.
So how's that work?
Sex is an expression of love. Sex is an outlet that you desire to be one with this, for you desire to, and there's anxiety from the past is what I'm saying, that he wasn't there or you didn't have him or something, and this expression is coming out as a result. And that's all I'm saying. Nobody's throwing any blame. None of us have a right to judge anybody. You know,
so did you never want to have sex with your dad?
No. Mm-mm. No, I didn't.
I've asked a lot of people and they all say no, which makes me think I'm not normal.
Again, these kinds of feelings and thoughts are normal. It's how they're acted out. By speaking with someone, I think that will help you to get an understanding on what's going on and why it's going on. It's not about being crazy. It's about getting help.
It's not about being anything. It's just about getting understanding, understanding why you have, and there's something there. There's something that needs to be found out. I'll pray about this. You can contact us, and we can help you in any way we will.
And another thing is, like, it causes quite a lot of built-up anger, and I take the anger out on cars, like when I just walk down the street.
Why are you angry?
About my dad and the fact I want to have sex with him so much, and the fact that I can't, and it's wrong. So when I see a car, I just kick it, and I break the windows, and I steal the wing mirrors, and I've got, like, loads of wing mirrors in the garage. I don't even know what to do with them. If anyone finds them, they're going to know it was me. And now I still want to have sex with my dad, and I've got loads of stolen wing mirrors, and I've broke loads of cars.
Well, I'm just going to suggest that you find someone in your area that you can talk to, some kind of counselor.
I live in the middle of a field. I live in the field.
Well, is there a church or a pastor that you can talk to?
I don't agree with churches.
Well, I didn't say that you had to. I just said that's someone that you can talk to confidentially who can maybe give you some suggestions or ideas.
Yeah,
well, I think this is a real internal battle, and I'm going to be praying about this, and I'm also
Well, you do know that's pointless because there is no God, but okay.
God loves you. God, there's nothing you can do that God wouldn't forgive you for. Nothing.
What if I killed a pigeon?
Well, we believe that there is a God. We believe that even though there have been some really bad things that have happened to us, we believe there's a God, and we're going to pray for you and your situation. And you can contact us at aol.com.
And I'll see
and
what
we'll
I can do
to
help you.
Do what we can.
Why is
okay?
it AOL? Why AOL? Can you not use someone a bit less shit like Gmail?
Well, that's where we're at. So if you'd like
BT.
To contact us, we'll do what we can
or
to
Sky.
Help you. Have a great
Thank
evening.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, it looks like
I think
Gina...
we better take a break for a minute.
excuse me. For all the listeners, our calling number is 646-378-1297. You can reach Janet on Facebook at Janet Thornburg, Thornburg, or you can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions, or you can set up a private reading with Janet by emailing us at Spiritual Perceptions or by going to keen.com, and you'll find her screen name there as Daisy 64478. Okay. The call-in number for tonight's show is 646-378-1297, and you're listening to Janet and Marcia on Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Janet, we have a caller from 304 area code. Let's see if I
okay,
can get
let's
him
go
on
for
the
that.
Line.
I'm all right now.
Hi, 304. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're doing good. Who are we speaking with?
Leroy.
Hi,
hey,
Leroy.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I've not been doing very well. My dad molested me when I was 4 years old. And I've been dealing with that for the past 2 weeks, and it's been really rough. I've done a lot of crying. I've burnt myself in several places. And I did go to the doctors today, and he did up my medication. But I don't know how to get through this time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion in this, and there's spiritual questions. And there's a lot of questions. But I'm perceiving that you blame yourself. You shouldn't blame yourself.
I do. I feel like it's my fault that he did it.
No.
And, you know, and we haven't spoke for 15 years.
Well,
it's
never
not your fault.
It's never your fault when something like that happens. It's never your fault. It's the fault of the older person, the person doing this to a younger child, and particularly one of their own.
But
you
said earlier in your show that when somebody has sex with somebody, it's out of love.
Well,
now you got to understand that some people get lust mixed up with love. Okay,
uh-huh.
There is, you know, I didn't touch on that, but I'll touch on it now. Those are karmic relationships. It probably happened to him at some point. But above all things, if you don't get anything out of this tonight, I want you to realize this is not your fault.
Okay.
And I feel some very special things about you. And they've been thwarted, you know, and this blaming yourself. Believe me, it was not your fault.
And, you know, I just feel worthless and useless and, you know,
you've got some real good talents that need to come out, and you're not useless and you're not worthless, and I'm sorry this happened to you.
You know, I have a very good roommate. His sister is great to me. You know.
Well, you have to draw good energy and be thankful when you have someone who's willing to be there for you and help you. Everybody has to look at their own destiny and the things that happen to them in their lives. They happen for a reason, whether it was a reason for you or a reason for the other person involved. It was a reason, and it all comes down to when something like this happens to someone that, when something like this happens and it's someone who is supposed to be someone who's there to love and protect us, it really confuses our whole world.
Yes.
Because we're like, this is very hurtful and very painful. Well, this is my father. Why would he, someone who's supposed to love and protect me, why would he do this to me?
And he also
understand
did it to my sister.
I understand
your sister too?
Yes.
Sometimes, excuse me, sometimes the person who commits this kind of act is doing it because there's something wrong within them. They lack.
Or it happened to them. Or it could have happened to them. There's probably, we could delve into this and find out. We don't have time on the radio to do that, but I really want you to let go of the fact that it was not your fault. And it's mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling that a parent can do something like that. And you don't know why. There's something I would like for you to get that I think will help you tremendously. And is the author's name is R.T. Kendall. That's K-E-N-D-A-L. It's called Total Forgiveness. If you read that book, this will help lift you out of this mess.
Because I feel like I'm in a black hole and I cannot get out.
Well, that's why I want you to get this book, because it'll pull you out.
Okay.
It helped me. I have a disabled daughter because she was violated and her breath was held and it did brain damage to her. And that book helped me get past that.
I've also filed for my Social Security and stuff, and because, I can't be around people. I just freak out.
Okay. Is it like anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Well, the first thing you need to do, Leroy, is to forgive yourself for what has happened. You have no control.
Because you're blaming yourself. You're taking it as your fault.
Yes.
You had no control over the situation. You were a child.
I was 4 years old, and it happened till I was 12.
You had no control over the situation. This is your father. This is supposed to be someone who loves and protects you.
Right.
You had no control. You need to, first of all, forgive yourself and then forgive your father so that you can move on.
I don't know if I could ever forgive him.
Wait a minute. Please hear me out.
That's where that book's going to help you. Trust me. That book will help you. Total forgiveness.
You can forgive him and say, just because I have forgiven you does not mean we will have a relationship going forward, but it means I forgive you for your shortcomings. And I need to do that so that I can heal, so that I can move on. And that's the way you need to look at it.
Okay.
You don't need to give up. You don't need to give up because something bad happened. Because as you've heard tonight, if you've been listening to the show, you're not alone.
Yeah, with Chris. Yeah.
You're not alone. You are not alone in this world.
We love you, and we'll be praying for you. But
thank
please
you.
Consider getting that book. You'll be amazed. I know exactly how you feel. I've been there.
I'm hanging by a thread, it seems like.
Well, don't put all your faith in drugs. Put your faith in yourself and in your beliefs. Because
you're going to be okay. You're going to come out of this. This didn't happen by chance. Nothing happens by chance in the spirit world. You were meant to connect with us tonight, and I'm giving you something that will really help you. And above all things, stop blaming yourself, okay? It was not your fault.
Okay.
All right, God bless.
Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. Okay, I think this is Vicky. She had something else that she wanted to say. If not, I do apologize. This is 312.
Yeah, I think it's Vicky, too.
Hi. 312.
Is this Vicky?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to
write a song called Neptune. Oh, my God. I'm just going to write a song called Neptune. I really am. I mean,
But I mean, that just hit. You know, it's like hitting the nail on the head. Bullseye, okay?
I'm gonna write a song. I'm gonna write a nursery rhyme, a jingle, or something.
Well, you have to share it with us when you do. We'll use that as our audio clip for our show once you get it written and sung. Okay. We'll use it as an audio clip.
Wow. No, I have a work-related question.
Okay.
I was doing some research for a job that I'm supposed to interview for on Thursday.
Okay.
I did the guy's profile. He is high profile. He's a former football player with the Chicago Bears. He is graduate of Yale with an MBA from Northwestern. And I looked up
not
his
an educated man at all, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a player to me. But anyway, I was looking at the job description. I did, you know, and I'm going to prepare for it. But, you know, and I was a good friend of mine, Carolyn. She is going up to the same job, and she's an Aquarian. And I thought, Aquarius and Gemini. I'm like, okay, these two might get along better than me and this Taurus and this Gemini. So I wanted to kind of get an idea, then, what you thought of it. I guess
okay.
I'm not feeling it in my spirit because I don't know why. Maybe it's my, I don't know.
Well, it says you need to analyze this. That's the first. So remember we were talking about the way the planets are. That means to reevaluate everything, you know, evaluate it before we leap, before we take that step.
Right.
And it says you need to analyze it. And there'll be success because you'll realize what you need to do here. And you have to think about long term, it says. So there is something else coming up.
Okay.
Okay. Where you'll get a fair deal. So I don't know if you would not get a fair deal from this situation, but it says it'll come to you. It'll come to you. You'll see it by analyzing it. But you're going to... you have another opportunity coming up right very, very shortly here behind this one, and it seems like a more fair deal. So
right.
We'll
so
keep
you,
an eye
you,
on this.
Okay. Because, I mean,
okay.
It's a great opportunity, but I always said I didn't want anything too corporate. It's very corporate. I am not trying to go out and buy suits and heels, and I'm not trying to do it again.
You're not a pantyhose everyday kind of girl?
Heck no. Stop wearing them at 20... It's 25. I'm like, no. So I know what I'm looking for, and it's a great opportunity. Money's great, but I don't think it's for me.
It doesn't appear to be that way in the cards. But, you know, your energy is very strong, so.
Oh, you think they would like me?
Oh, yeah, but there's something that you need to analyze. There's something challenging here that it may not be exactly fair for you.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
And there's something coming up right behind it which looks more balanced.
Just make sure you get his autograph for me.
I know. He has great hair. I mean, anybody with great hair, in my opinion, is a player. Sorry.
No.
Over 50 with great hair like that? No.
Well, over 50, it was a possibility, okay? just give me the autograph. Good
and
luck,
he was
Vicky.
Like a leading, he's got a record with the Bears, so he's high profile, and I'm not feeling that. I'm just not. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, just give it a shot and see what happens, but something better.
Not, right, exactly. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
All right. But I'm still going to write my Neptune song.
Well, we're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Thank you for answering my question again. Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
All right,
okay.
Good night.
Okay, Janet, we've gone through a litany of callers tonight and their different relationship issues. You've done readings and everything. Why don't you tell me when Cupid's going to shoot that arrow for me?
Okay. Let's look at you, Marcia. But first, Father God, I come to you tonight, and for these callers that called in tonight, and I pray that you will send your angels, show them that you exist. You know, it's the world shows us where we're wrong and never forgets things. And I wish everybody could have an intimate relationship with you. I know you're willing to do that. I ask that you touch these callers tonight, these people who've been abused, and help them with their confusion and their pain. And we pray for them tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at Miss Marcia here.
Tell me what's coming up for Miss Marcia. Oh, you're awful quiet over there. Cupid's
well,
not got his quiver's not ready, right? He forgot his arrows. That's what it is. Or maybe he's got a ball in the air and he's waiting for one to land.
Right now we're in methods of healing, okay? Methods of healing from the past. And something to do with perfectionism. Shows you serving others and
I'm going to
find do what you do what you must do. Do what you must do.
Okay, so are you going to tell me? See, it sounds like you're telling me the same thing that
it
my
shows
dad,
something is resurrecting from the past. Okay, something that and you're going to get to the heart of why everything turned out the way it did, and why you've had this delay, and this is going to be a real equal relationship at the end of it. So something's being resurrected.
I can't think of too many in my past I'd like to resurrect.
I think
please.
Of one. I think of one.
Okay.
And it shows that you're going to be, it's going to be resurrected, and you're going to realize, it's like the light bulb goes on, you know, you're going to realize what you both did to keep it from already being there, you know, already being there.
Well, I mean, it's not somebody that's going to be like, you know, Mom always told us when we were growing up that Daddy, when he proposed to her, it was a wonderful proposal. He said he wanted to take her home to be his pet. And she said later in life she didn't realize that he meant work her like a horse and treat her like a dog. You know? So it's not going to be anything like that, is it?
No, it's actually very balanced. It's very balanced. Very balanced. There's something about perfectionism here that either somebody within the relationship tried to make it perfect, or they worried about the imperfections too much. Anyway, it's all going to be resolved. It's resurrected. And you're going to really understand why the whole thing happened and why it went down the road that it went. But it's something renewed. So I have one thing in mind, and I'm sure you know what that is.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
Well, let's give all of our listeners a heads up on our March show. Unfortunately, Janet won't be able to be with us. She has commitments at the church that will keep her away from our show next month because of the Easter holiday. But we will be doing our show on March the 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it'll be on the subject of candle burning for prayer, meditation, rituals, and spells. Excuse me. I'll have a guest speaker with me. Her name is Rose, and she's been in touch with her spiritual gifts since she was a young girl. She'll be speaking about, excuse me, candle burning, candle rituals, and candle spells. And she's also a reader, like Janet.
She works on Keen.com.
Her screen name is Lacey Moon. And she'll also be taking calls on candle burning. So look for our show March the 27th at 7 on candle burning. And we're kind of really looking forward to that. Rose is exceptional. With this, actually, when I do my candle burning and so forth, Rose is the one who taught me how to do this, and we're constantly helping each other with our candle burning. People get kind of turned off with that when you say in rituals and spells and things like that. But when you really get down to the heart of the matter, what church does not have candles? And it is a ritual to go to church and light a candle. So, excuse me, I'm really having trouble with the sinuses tonight. So if you think about it, you know, it's not anything that's sacrilegious or harmful. Rose and myself, we stay on the white side of all of this, and we will not go to the black side. We understand it, but our topic will be candle burning, not for manipulation, but to help put the energy out into the universe for those things that you want to bring into your life. With the full moon being tonight and on the subject of candle burning, make sure that you guys are out there lighting your white candles, and especially your green ones if you've got that financial stuff going on, because tonight's full moon will help you bring that all in to you. I do have to make a correction on our last show when I said make sure when you light your candles for the full moon that it was to get the stuff out of your life. That was incorrect. The full moon is to bring the stuff into your life. The new moon is to get it out. I made a little mistake there, so I wanted to correct that. So we're really looking forward to having Rose with us next month. And we're going to miss Janet, but she'll be back with us in April, which we haven't really decided on a topic yet. But for anyone who, excuse me, wants to follow up, has questions, concerns, or needs prayers, they have comments, or they would like to give us an idea for a show, please contact us at spiritualprecept@aol.com, or you can go to keen.com and speak with Janet for private reading at daisy64478, and you can also, by emailing us, we will make arrangements for a private call with Janet through AOL. Is there anything else, Janet, that we need to touch upon tonight?
Well, just that, you know, it's not the cards you're dealt or what happens to you in life. It's how you respond to it, and it's what you do as a result. In this world, there's going to be trouble. Jesus said that himself. In this world, you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. And we just need to surrender and connect with God, who doesn't make any mistakes and can heal all things, and nothing's impossible in him, and all things will be added to you. If you put him first, all this, and understand that, you know, like you said, you made a mistake. That's why they put erasers on pencils. We all make mistakes. But our hearts are with good intentions, and everybody that contacts us, we want the best for you. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to try our darndest to get you where you should be and living in a nothing less than God's plan for you. That's all.
Well, as I do my full moon candle work tonight, I think I should pull out an extra candle and burn for those folks who spoke with us this evening who seem to be having some very serious problems in life.
Yes.
I will burn a candle tonight, especially for them, to bring happiness, peace, and understanding to their worlds as to what has happened and how they will go forward.
And I'll add my energy in my full moon prayers tonight, and as I close out this day when I pray with the church. We pray twice a day, daily, 7 days a week, and we really do care about you folks out there, and we want you to be happy. And above all things, the scripture says, God says he calls us beloved above all things. He wants us to be in health and prosper as our soul. He wants us to be happy.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
And I would
He's
like
so
to,
good if people could just realize how good he is.
Well,
you know,
I'd like to take a minute to ask our listeners. My youngest son has a friend whose nephew got a hold of a 45 and shot himself in the face, and he's fighting for his life in the hospital now. His name is
and
Owen.
Who was that three-year-old that you gave me that was accidentally
That's the one I'm talking about. His name is
okay.
Owen, and he's three. So please pray for him and his family, that whatever happens, it be God's will. And for Bev, who was just diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, we also ask that you pray for her, too, her and her family, as they
okay.
go through this trying time. And I'd also like to ask for prayers for Jack and Linda, who are having
Dempsey.
A lot
yeah.
of serious health issues. And I'd like to actually reach out and ask our listeners to pray for my family. Since my mother passed away, family's kind of divided. And I'd like to come back to where we were when we were younger as a close-knit group. So if everyone listening would just say a quick prayer for those things, it would be very much appreciated, and I'd be very grateful.
Yeah, and pray for us in our show. We really want to help people. That's our motive. That's the whole crux of the thing. And remember, what you do for someone else, God will do for you. So as we pray for each other, we're all going to evolve. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in April. I'm preparing for Passover and Easter. So these are very special seasons, and there's blessings involved in remembering them.
So thanks for listening, everybody. We enjoyed the calls. We enjoyed the feedback, and we appreciate you and love you all. Listen in March 27th at 7 for our candle burning. God bless you and good night.
Good night.